Talking right now with IKM Manning head football coach Corey McCarville as the Wolves get ready to entertain Earlham coming up on Friday night. IKM Manning sitting 2-2 on the season. Earlham at 1-1 after falling at home to ACGC 28-14 over the weekend. First, coach, thanks for joining us. Second, congratulations. Another big win and a late win for you guys on Friday night. The guys finding ways to be able to make plays late in games the way it looks.
Yeah, I was really pleased with what we were able to accomplish on Friday. We were able to establish a lot more of a running game. You know, we ran the ball a lot more successfully this week than we had in the week prior. We were able to, you know, get the ball late and put together a drive when we really needed it. We were able to have a two-point play to get the win, and they were able to execute down the stretch. So I think it's a really special group. They're very, very tight-knit. And they're able to make plays when they needed to make plays. So I'm very pleased with where we are right now.
What have you learned about your group through 2 weeks?
Well, we got better. And that's really the biggest thing is, you know, we've always stressed that you got to get better week in and week out. And I think that we did. We got better. You know, there's some things against ESAC that we didn't do a great job of. And, you know, one of them was running the football. We were able to establish a lot more of a running game this week. We were able to still hit on some big timely passes, as you can see at the end of the game. So I still like our balance of run and pass. Defensively, we still left a couple plays out there. We probably still need to continue work on our tackling, but that's always kind of as the season goes, you have to grow as tacklers.
You guys, again, have Earlham coming up on Friday night. They just lost their first game to ACGC, as I mentioned, set 1-1. Have you had a chance to look at that ACGC film, and is there anything they did that fits kind of what you guys want to do?
ACGC is a little, you know, they're a very, very physical team. They're a little bit different than what we try to do offensively. I was really impressed with Earlham, though. I mean, they were really sound defensively. They really gave ACGC a lot of fits. Across the board, they run, you know, their base defense is very, very solid. Number five, the Styles kid, and middle linebacker is one of the better middle linebackers in our district. I was really impressed with him on offense and defense. The Smith kid, I think he's another really good player for Earlham. I think they have a very physical offense and defensive line. They run a lot of unbalanced sets. So you have to be sound defensively. I was impressed with what Earlham is trying to do. They're not the flashiest thing that you'll see, but they're just really sound in all phases.
Looks like offensively they want to run the ball more. They'll throw it some. They've thrown it about 12 times a game. Is stopping the run the real big key for you guys?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that's usually where in Class A football, that's usually where it begins, is trying to, you know, win the line of scrimmage and stop the run. They have a variety of different guys that can run the ball, the quarterback, they're kind of their fullback, their H-back guy, and then a halfback. So they have a variety of guys that run it. They've had a lot of success with a counter play that they run. Number 88 is their top receiver, the Peterson kid. I've been impressed with him as well. So, I mean, I was really impressed with what they're doing. They're very sound all the way across.
You mentioned they have different weapons in that run game, but the Smith kid, Caleb, looks like maybe their top guy, averaging about 7 yards per carry and three of their four rushing touchdowns. How do they like to use him?
They've had a lot of success with in the couple games that we've watched on a variety of different sweep plays. The sweep and counter kind of tend to be their bread and butter. They have a little bit of a power scheme that they utilize. You know, they test you inside, they test you outside. So they're really just trying to probe until they find a play that's going to work for them.
A lot of their passing come off the play action?
Yeah, they've had a couple just straight back passes. But, yeah, they try to do some boot action, some waggle action, whatever you want to refer to it as. But, yeah, they have some play action passes that they utilize as well.
Ben Ramsey playing well for you guys at quarterback, but Ben Langle off to a really good start, averaging about 5 yards per carry in the run game, had a big game last week. What have you seen from him, and how have you seen him grow this season?
Well, he's got really good vision is the first thing that I would say. He's made tremendous cuts. He's kind of running behind his pads a lot better than he has in the past. He's utilizing his blockers a lot better. I just think he has a better understanding of what we're trying to do. He's You know, he's not fast, but he, at the same time, I would say he's quick. He's got a great first step, and I'm really pleased with how the Bens are playing. Ben Langle, I think, is running the ball well. You know, Ben Ramsey, you know, he's made two starts, and he's winning those games. And in both instances, we needed drives at the end, and he made huge throws and all, and both of those to lead us to victory. So I think Ben Ramsey is growing before our eyes as a quarterback as well.
Coach, with the ability of you guys to throw this year, does that take a guy out of the box, do you think, for Earlham defensively on Friday?
No, I don't know. I think they're still going to play their 4-4, and I think they obviously probably want to take away the run before they take away the pass. But, you know, I really like our collection of skill guys. We have three or four guys that we're comfortable throwing the football to right now. So, and I think it gives us a lot more flexibility. We know if we're having some trouble in the run game, we can throw. And if we're having trouble in the throwing the ball, there's a variety of people that we can give the ball to in the running game as well. So I just think we're much more well-rounded than what we've been in the past.
Last week, I think we talked a little bit about Ross Kuzel. He came up with the big catch last week. But Davis Rasmussen, I wouldn't say quietly having a good year catching the football for you guys, but maybe quietly because we haven't really talked much about him yet.
Oh, Davis is, you know, he had a couple big runs last week that were nullified by penalties. And that was one of the things that, you know, we got to find a way to get him some more touches. The game plan and what Panorama was doing, we kind of leaned on Ben probably a little too much, but I think Davis is right there. I think Davis is having a tremendous year. He had a huge catch against ESAC for a touchdown, and I think he's improving as we go through. You got to remember, he's just a sophomore as well, so there's kind of a little bit of a learning curve, and we're going through some of those growing pains with Davis, but it's nothing that's a deal breaker. He's still a tremendous athlete. He's going to be a tremendous football player.
What has stood out for you about the way your defense has played, and what will they need to do well against Earlham?
Well, the biggest thing I would say is our tackling has been better than what I anticipated for the first 2 weeks. It needs to continue to get better. There's still a couple instances last week. The biggest thing that we're going to stress this week is eye discipline. We had our eyes in the wrong spot repeatedly last week, and that is one thing that has to get fixed. We have to be reading our keys and not looking at what we're not supposed to be looking at. And that's what you have when you kind of move some guys around on defense. They tend to be reading the wrong things, and we had some of that last week, so we need to get that corrected.
Coach, do you like having that where you have so many district games early in the season? Is that something, or would you prefer having maybe some more, I don't know if you want to call them tune-ups, but preseason, non-district games to kind of get ready?
You know, I've been doing this for a long time as an assistant, now the head coach, and, you know, I think the games are always – the games are the games. So we've done it a variety of ways where we have a lot of non-districts early, and then we have our district schedule. All of the games are important. So to me, we just approach it one game at a time anyway. So I'm not overly concerned with how the schedule lays out.
Well, Coach, as always, we appreciate your time. Wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday night. I know the guys will be looking forward to catching up with you on the Scoreboard Show as well.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Corey McCarville again with the IKM Manning Wolves. Again, they host Earlham coming up on Friday night.